Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to work and school, everybody. It would only be appropriate to get some back-to-school health pointers from Milwaukee County's health policy advisor, Dr. Ben Weston. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Ben. Great to have you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to be here as always.
So lots of kids going back to school today, Dr. Weston, and we were reading and discussing last week on the show the fact that Wisconsin's vaccine exemption rate has gone up precipitously in the last few years. How important is it for parents to get their young ones vaccinated?
Can you hear me here, Maggie?
Yeah, I sure can, Ben. You're good to go.
Sorry, I just switched over from phone to video, but it's critical to get kids vaccinated. This, like any vaccine, this is the easiest, this is the safest way to gain immunity against diseases that frankly are not benign. There's a reason that we've put millions and millions of dollars into creating these vaccines over decades. It's because this isn't the common cold. This isn't minor sort of illness. We're talking about things that can cause paralysis, things that can cause swelling and inflammation of the brain, diseases that can kill kids. And so even though we think of them as really rare now, there's a reason they're really rare. They didn't used to be really rare. And that reason, of course, is vaccines. So that's why it's important to get your child vaccinated. Most kids are back to school as of today, if not last week or the week before. But it's not too late. Make sure your kids are vaccinated going into the school year.
For people that are may not be as familiar as you are with the process of vaccine development and what the base sort of, there are component parts. Oftentimes, those that work in immunology are taking the basic component parts of a vaccine and then adding the things that need to be added for particular viral infections and things. Tell people, why are vaccines so reliable? How much testing is done on these things?
Yeah, listen, vaccines are going through the same sort of testing, the same sort of authorization approval by the FDA as the other medicines that you're taking. And so you wake up in the morning, you take your blood pressure medicine, you take your diabetes medicine, you take your cholesterol medication, you take Tylenol or ibuprofen for your headache, all these medications that you take and you don't think anything about have side effects. And I'll tell you, most of the medications that you have in your medicine cabinet have side effects that are far more severe than any side effect you're going to get from a vaccine. One of the most deadly medications out there that causes more deaths than many others, believe it or not, is Tylenol, a medicine that we take for granted. We take all the time. I take for headaches or whatever else. But these are medications that are rigorously tested. They go through all sorts of trials on thousands of people to understand what sort of side effects that we see. And it's the same sort of thing with vaccinations. And when we talk about childhood vaccinations, Maggie, in particular, there's say what you want about COVID vaccines. You know, my stance is folks should get vaccinated, and especially with the new updated COVID vaccine, we can talk the nuances there. But these childhood vaccines are not a couple years old. We're talking vaccines that are 30, 40, 50 years old, that have been around for that long, that, you know, grandparents took when they were kids. These are proven vaccines that have been around forever. And we know what they do, not just short term. We know what they do long term. They're safe. They're effective, no matter what sort of misinformation or disinformation we're seeing out there.
That's Dr. Ben Weston, Milwaukee County's health policy advisor, joining us this segment. You mentioned the new COVID booster. I have noticed that COVID infections, COVID positive testing going up now, generally because the booster from last year is starting to, its effectiveness is wearing off. What are the new strains? What is the COVID booster? Is it helpful? Should people be getting it? All those things.
We got an alphabet soup of strains, but I think what's important to know is that the updated COVID vaccine, and there's three of them, there's Moderna, there's Pfizer, and there's Novavax. It doesn't matter too much. Just pick one. They're all effective. If you are concerned about the mRNA vaccines, you can choose Novavax. Otherwise, Pfizer and Moderna are excellent choices. But what they do is they target the more updated strains of the virus. And so, you know, if you got the vaccine a year ago, or if you got it 2 years ago, or if you got it 3 years ago, or if you've never gotten it at all, getting this updated vaccine is important, just like getting the flu shot is important each year. And we've seen, certainly we are in a different period of COVID than we were in the past. And we can be very thankful for that. It's because of vaccines. It's because of infection. People have built up immunity. It's because of the antivirals we have. It's because we've learned a lot about it. There's a lot of reasons why we're in a different place. But I'll tell you, a population that isn't in a terribly different place is 65 and older. We're still seeing a lot of hospitalizations among those folks. Their hospitalization trends have gone down, but not that much. When you look at younger age groups, it's bottomed out. There's not many people getting hospitalized. Certainly a lot getting sick and missing work time and feeling crummy, but not many getting hospitalized. But for that older age group, it has continued. So if we want to focus on one group, it is that. It's 65 and older. So reach out, family, friends, neighbors. Talk to your 65 and older folks in your life, or maybe you're one of those people out there, and get this updated vaccine. Make sure you are protected, because the last thing you want is to get sick, potentially get hospitalized, or even worse.
And am I correct that the booster can and likely is available at your local Walgreens or CVS? You can book appointments. Generally, it will be paid for, so you should be checking that out, folks. That's Ben Weston, Dr. Ben Weston, Milwaukee County's health policy advisor. Before we leave you, I wanted to ask you, Dr. Ben, about the West Nile virus. We've had three confirmed cases in Wisconsin, two deaths, the three cases coming out of Outagamie, Fond du Lac, and Brown counties. What are the symptoms of West Nile, and when should people sort of go to the hospital or seek additional medical help? What are those key symptoms?
Yeah, so we do see West Nile in Wisconsin every year. Certainly seeing deaths from it is not a good thing. It always feels alarming. It's usually this time of year, August to September is when we see it. It's spread by mosquitoes. It's not spread human to human. This isn't a human transmissible disease. But what it looks like, usually it looks like not much. Most people have mild flu-like symptoms, if they even have symptoms at all. Only about 20% of people even get symptoms from it. And it feels like a cold, and you probably don't even know that you have it. But the problem is that about a half to 1%, about one out of 150 people, have serious or even fatal illness from West Nile virus. And as you might guess, these are immunocompromised folks mostly, people in older age groups. There is no vaccine for this. So if you start to
feel worse fast, go see your doctor. I'm sorry, we're going to have to leave it there. That's Dr. Ben Weston, Milwaukee County's health policy advisor. Why don't we check back in a couple of weeks, Dr. Ben? I'll send you some time so we can have a longer chit-chat.
Sounds good.
I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Yes, Jeff! Our inaugural episode is up next. Don't go anywhere.